Are you a worrier? No? You're lying. I worry a lot, so that's why my hair are falling out and it's getting more gray every day. You know, I worry, and I'm not going to lie to you that I'm not a worrier. But, you know, as a matter of fact, all of us as Americans worry a lot. There was a recent poll being done by what are the things that Americans worry about the most. And it starts with 3 F. The first F is the future. For those who are young, they worry about their future, their career, what's going to happen to them when they are finished with college or are finished with school, what's going to happen to them in the future. The second F is family. Once you have children or once you have a family, you worry about providing for your family, providing for them and caring for them, don't you? And the last F is fear, fear of the unknown. So those who are getting older, empty nesters, you fear of the unknown, how your children or your grandchildren are going to be, or am I ready for eternal life yet or not? Or are we ignoring them? So the three F's dictate our life a lot, don't you think? We always worry about something. And I have to admit to you, the last several weeks, I've been worrying a lot, trying to get all the drawings ready for the diocese, getting our parish hall renovation on track. And then all of a sudden, the flat roof out in Electra is leaking tremendously. So I'm working out in Electra to fix the flat roof and get the roofer going, get them on schedule before April comes when the rains start again. And then not talking about Christ the King as well. So all three parishes, there's always something to do. So I've been worried. And then all of a sudden, I receive a phone call from Mother Superior of Mother Teresa's sisters from Vietnam. She was coming to the United States to visit her sisters in Corpus Christi, Texas. So she gave me a call and said, "Father, I haven't seen you for 3 years. I want to see you." "Yes, Mother." I asked her, "Mother, can I buy you a plane ticket, then you can fly up here and see me, or I can buy you a bus ticket to go up?" And she said, "I'm tired. I am a 70-year-old plus woman, and I just flew over here from Vietnam." And she said, "I'm a little bit tired." So I made the decision to drive down to Corpus Christi to see her. And I didn't want to do it because I was leery. That's what, a 16-plus-hour drive. But as soon as I went to see the sisters, all of my worries went away. They live in a very simple life, my brothers and sisters, even in America. I went inside. They do not use the AC, my God. It's what burning inside. And I am a big boy. I sweat a lot. And I go, "Oh, man, it's going to be fun." So they don't use the AC. And they sleep on the floor. They sleep on the floor. And even in their chapel, there's no chair inside the chapel because they sit on the floor. When I celebrated Mass for them, I felt so guilty because I was sitting on the only chair in the room. But their simplicity, their dedication, their joy in life helped all of my problems go away. All of my problems seem to be minuscule compared to the joy that they have. They reminded me, my brothers and sisters, what is true joy? What is real in this life? Perhaps we keep telling ourselves we're busy, we're tired, we're anxious. We have thousands of excuses to make, yet we have forgotten to prioritize what is most important. And seeing their joy, their simplicity, their life, helped me to see that, you know, I have lost focus on my own lives. I have let my own problems, my own worries take the best out of me, and I have lost my joy in the Lord. And before I left, so I went there Monday morning and I left Tuesday morning. Before I left, Mother Superior, I was about to head out. She, all of a sudden, she said, "Father, how are you doing? You look stressed. You look stressed." I don't know why, but I feel like I have to share with you this story. So she said, "Sit down, let us talk." "Yes, Mother." So she shared with me her story. She said, "Father," so we went to the canonization mass of Mother Teresa in Rome. And when I went to the canonization mass of Mother Teresa, at that exact moment after communion, when I gave thanks for the Holy Eucharist, I prayed to Mother. I asked her, "Mother, we have been trying to get the communist government to accept our petition to open a house for the dying destitute. And they keep rejecting and making excuses, not letting us do what we have asked of them for years." So she asked Mother Teresa to intercede and made it possible. When she returned home to Vietnam 2 days later, she received a phone call from a lady. A lady said, "Mother, I would like to talk with you. 2 days ago, I felt someone tugging in my heart, like God was tugging in my heart, that I need to help a religious order to open a house for the dying destitute." So the lady went to meet with Mother Superior. And when they talked, Mother Superior asked her, "When did you feel the urge? Or when did God move you?" She said, "About 2 days ago, about 3 p.m. And that's what the exact same time that Mother Superior prayed to Mother Teresa in Rome as well. How miraculous that is. And Mother told me I was about to give up hope because the government kept making excuses and making a whole bunch of obstacles for us to jump through. I'm about to give up hope. And my last straw was Mother Teresa and her intercession. And thanks God, she listened and God listened through her." So that lady went in, put cash on the table and said, "I'm putting down the money for you to build the home. Whatever you need, let me know, and I'll pay for it all." That's what beyond her imagination. So she finally told me, "Father, you don't have to worry about sending your salary back to Vietnam anymore. I think we have it covered." So I said, "Oh, good." That helps out a little bit. But, you know, you and I sometimes feel like God had led us to a corner. But many times God had left us to the point of no more control because He does not want us to be in control. Who is God? God is in control. Let Him be God. I know I have control issues, and I think all of us do too. We want our life to be in control. We want things to work well. We want to do our duties. And the thing that's making me worries about the most, the thing that stressed me out the most, and probably you too, is that I don't want to fail you. I don't want to fail my responsibilities to you. And perhaps you too, as grandparents, parents, and those of you who are in charge of other people, we don't want to fail. But sometimes, because of our fears, we have become so controlling that we have not allowed God to be God. And that is why today He is asking us not to be anxious and allow Him to take care of things. Let God be God, my brothers and sisters. I beg of you. And I'm preaching to myself first, because it's hard. But I'm struggling I'm struggling with it every day. That I hand over my life, my control, and I laid my fears down to the Lord every day. And I tell Him, okay, my God, this is what I'm dealing with. These are the things that are before me, and I laid them down before You. I ask You to take care of them as I do the best of my ability to care for them. And I invite You to do the same. Because the Lord said today very clearly, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for today is its own evil. Each day has its own cross. Each day has its own challenge. But if we only live focusing on our challenges, our cross alone, perhaps we have missed the joy along the way. Living 11 hours with Mother Teresa's sisters down in Corpus Christi helped me find my joy again. Joy in the simplicity in the small moments of life. Joy that often get overlooked when we are stressed out or worried about our own problems. May I close my homily with the first reading today, as if God is speaking to you and I. Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. But what did the Lord answer? He said, can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb. Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The Lord said that. Even if your mother, even if the world, even if everyone forgets you, the Lord will not forget you. He loves you. He cares for you. Let Him be God for you. Let us lay down whatever is still making us worried, whatever is still on our shoulders, whatever the fears that drive our lives, may we lay them down before the Lord and ask Him to be God and be in control for each and every one of us.